Now on radio.lds.org, the Mormon Channel presents Q&A.
Welcome to another edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A here at radio.lds.org. Q&A is a program where we ask you to submit questions about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and about the Gospel of Jesus Christ, and even topics. We received an email that asks, why do we call ourselves Latter-day Saints? President Howard W. Hunter answered that question. He said, quote, what does the word saint mean? The word saint does not mean that any of us is perfect. What it does mean is that we are all trying, all serving, and all vowing to stand firm in the faith, close quote. On September 2, 1993, Elder Russell M. Nelson spoke at the Parliament of the World's Religions. He spoke to them about the definition of a saint, saying, quote, members of the church in biblical times were addressed as saints. Likewise, members of the church today are known as Latter-day Saints, often abbreviated as LDS. We regard a saint as a believer in Christ, one who knows his perfect love and who strives to live in accord with his commandments. The term connotes a high level of commitment to follow the Savior, close quote. Elder Neil A. Maxwell also commented on what it means to be a saint. He said, quote, among the conceptual contributions of the Book of Mormon are concepts such as a definition of a saint. For the natural man is an enemy to God and has been from the fall of Adam and will be forever and ever unless he yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit and putteth off the natural man and becometh a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord and becometh as a child, submissive, meek, humble, patient, full of love, willing to submit to all things which the Lord seeth fit to inflict upon him, even as a child doth submit to his father. Close quote. That from Mosiah 3:19. Elder Quinton L. Cook in the October 2003 General Conference talks about the characteristics of a saint.
What does it mean to be a saint? In the Lord's Church, the members are Latter-day Saints, and they attempt to emulate the Savior, follow his teachings, and receive saving ordinances in order to live in the celestial kingdom with God the Father and our Savior Jesus Christ. The Savior said, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church. For the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye also do. It is not easy to be a Latter-day Saint. It was not meant to be easy. The ultimate goal of living in the presence of God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ is a privilege almost beyond comprehension. The word saint in Greek denotes set apart, separate, and holy. If we are to be saints in our day, we need to separate ourselves from evil conduct and destructive pursuits that are prevalent in the world. We are bombarded with visual images of violence and immorality. Inappropriate music and pornography are increasingly tolerated. The use of drugs and alcohol is rampant. There is less emphasis on honesty and character. Individual rights are demanded, but duties, responsibilities, and obligations are neglected. There has been a coarsening of dialogue and increased exposure to that which is base and vulgar. The adversary has been relentless in his efforts to undermine the plan of happiness. If we separate ourselves from this worldly conduct, we will have the Spirit in our lives and experience the joy of being worthy Latter-day Saints. As saints, we also need to avoid the worship of worldly gods. President Hinckley has expressed the desire that everyone might have some of the good things of life, but has cautioned, it is the obsession with riches that cankers and destroys. If we are to be worthy saints, we should minister to others and adhere to the Savior's admonition to love God and our fellow men. Separation from the evils of the world needs to be accompanied by holiness. A saint loves the Savior and follows him in holiness and devotion. Evidence of this kind of holiness and devotion is exemplified by consecration and sacrifice. President Hinckley has taught, without sacrifice, there is no true worship of God. Sacrifice is the crowning test of the gospel. It means consecrating time, talents, energy, and earthly possessions to further the work of God. In Doctrine and Covenants 97, verse 8, it concludes, "All who are willing to observe their covenants by sacrifice, yea, every sacrifice which I, the Lord, shall command, they are accepted of me." Saints who respond to the Savior's message will not be led astray by distracting and destructive pursuits and will be prepared to make appropriate sacrifices. The importance of sacrifice to those who want to be saints is exemplified by the atoning sacrifice of the Savior, which is at the center of the gospel.
That's Elder Quinton L. Cook. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. You can always check out our homepage at radio.lds.org. Our topic today is saints. We received an email that asked us, why do we call ourselves Latter-day Saints? President Harold B. Lee added, quote, "Have you ever thought about what it means to be a saint? Some think that a saint is a personage to be worshipped. Let me read you something which a great prophet said that explains the meaning of the word saint. In the Book of Mormon, there was a righteous king by the name of King Benjamin. He was now giving his farewell message to his people before his death. Now, if you listen carefully to what he said to them, you will hear the definition of the word saint. For the natural man is an enemy to God and has been from the fall of Adam and will be forever and ever unless he yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit and putteth off the natural man and becometh a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord and becometh as a child, submissive, meek, humble, patient, full of love, willing to submit to all things which the Lord seeth fit to inflict upon him, even as a child doth submit to his father." Now listen to the qualifications he gives to become a saint. He didn't mean to become as a child in mentality. He meant to become as a little child in these childlike virtues. Elder Russell M. Nelson in the April 1990 General Conference talks about why we are called the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
"Thus shall my church be called in the last days, even the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." Note carefully the language of the Lord. He did not say, "Thus shall my church be named." He said, "Thus shall my church be called." Years ago, its members were cautioned by the brethren who wrote, "We feel that some may be misled by the too frequent use of the term Mormon Church. Before any other name is considered to be a legitimate substitute, the thoughtful person might reverently consider the feelings of the heavenly parent who bestowed that name. Surely every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord is precious, so each word in this name must be important, divinely designated for a reason. If we study the key words in that name, we can better understand the name's full significance. The last word in the title is saints. I smile when I remember a comment made after my call to the Corps of the Twelve. A doctor friend relayed a report made at a professional meeting that Dr. Nelson was no longer practicing cardiac surgery because his church had made him a saint. Such a comment was not only amusing but revealing. It evidenced unfamiliarity with the language of the Bible, in which the word saint is used much more frequently than is the term Christian. The word Christian appears in only 3 verses of the King James Version of the Bible. One verse describes the historical fact that disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Another quotes a sarcastic non-believer, King Agrippa. And the third indicates that one known as a Christian must be prepared to suffer. In contrast, the term saint appears in 36 verses of the Old Testament and in 62 verses of the New Testament. Paul addressed an epistle to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. To recent converts there, he said, "Ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." In his epistle to the Ephesians, Paul used the word saint at least once in every chapter. Despite its use in 98 verses of the Bible, the term saint is still not well understood. Some mistakenly think that it implies beatification or perfection. Not so. A saint is a believer in Christ and knows of his perfect love. The giving saint shares in a true spirit of that love, and the receiving saint accepts in a true spirit of gratitude. A saint serves others, knowing that the more one serves, the greater the opportunity for the Spirit to sanctify and purify. A saint is tolerant and is attentive to the pleadings of other human beings, not only to spoken messages, but to unspoken messages as well. A saint is different from an individual whose response to a concern might be a selfish, "What do I care?" attitude. A real saint responds, "What? I do care." Do is an action verb, and it becomes the driving force in the reply of one who will care for another in need. A saint refrains from idleness and seeks learning by study and also by faith. Education not only helps in communication with others, but it enables one to discern truth from error, particularly through studying the Scriptures. A saint is honest and kind, paying financial obligations promptly and fully, treating others as she or he would want to be treated. A saint is an honorable citizen, knowing that the very country which provides opportunity and protection deserves support, including prompt payment of taxes and personal participation in its legal political process. A saint resolves any differences with others honorably and peacefully and is constant in courtesy, even in traffic at the rush hour. A saint shuns that which is unclean or degrading and avoids excess, even of that which is good. Perhaps above all, a saint is reverent. Reverence for the Lord, for the earth he created, for leaders, for the dignity of others, for the law, for the sanctity of life, for chapels and other buildings are all evidences of saintly attitudes. A reverent saint loves the Lord and gives highest priority to keeping his commandments. Daily prayer, periodic fasting, payment of tithes and offerings are privileges important to a faithful saint. Finally, a saint is one who receives the gifts of the Spirit that God has promised to all his faithful sons and daughters.
That's Elder Russell M. Nelson. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A here at radio.lds.org. If you have a question or a comment or a topic that you would like us to address on the Mormon Channel Q&A, please feel free to write us an email. Our email address is radio@ldschurch.org. We received an email that says, "Why do we call ourselves Latter-day Saints? Saints in every dispensation have practiced methods of giving and serving suitable to their circumstances. During Old Testament times, tithes of property, flocks, and harvest were paid in kind. The tithes supported the priestly tribe of Levi and provided for the stranger, widow, and fatherless." That from Leviticus 27, verse 30. Saints in ancient Israel left the margins and gleaning of their fields, vineyards, and the olive yards for the poor. During the Sabbath year, which was every seventh year, the field or the vineyard was allowed to follow so the poor of the people could eat from it. That from Exodus 23, verse 11. Saints in both ancient and modern eras consecrated their belongings for the care of the needy. New Testament saints gathered money to assist the distressed and shared these offerings among the churches. That from Romans 15, verse 26. They also sold possessions and gave the proceeds to the church. That from Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 37. Saints in the Kirkland, Ohio, and Missouri era of church history deeded properties to the church, then received a stewardship by return deed according to the laws of the land. That from Doctrine and Covenants, section 51, verse 6. Elder Quinton L. Cook in the October 2003 General Conference answers the question, Are you a saint?
Coming back to the original question that my acquaintance in Atlanta asked, are you a saint? May I suggest three questions that will allow for a self-assessment. First, is the way we live consistent with what we believe? And would our friends and associates recognize, as Elder Haight's friend did, that we have separated ourselves from worldly evils? Second, are worldly pleasures, profits, and similar pursuits distracting us from following, worshiping, and serving the Savior in our daily lives? And third, in order to serve God and be holy, are we making sacrifices consistent with our covenants? What a wonderful blessing it is to be a Latter-day Saint. I love the words in the last two lines of the hymn, O Saints of Zion. O Saints of Zion, tread the paths your faithful fathers trod. Lift up your hearts in gratitude and serve the living God. I testify that avoiding evil and destructive pursuits and sacrificing in order to serve will qualify us to experience the joy of being committed Latter-day Saints. And as the scriptures promise, bring peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
That's Elder Quinton L. Cook. You're listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. We're talking about why we call ourselves Latter-day Saints. President Brigham Young summed up the blessings of being a saint. He said, quote, I say, if you want to enjoy life exquisitely, become a Latter-day Saint, and then live the doctrine of Jesus Christ, close quote. Thank you so much for listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A. If you have a question for us, please feel free to drop us an email, radio@ldschurch.org. That's our email address. You can always check us out at our homepage at radio.lds.org. Thanks so much for listening to the Mormon Channel.
You've been listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A on radio.lds.org.